Well, Harley, I suppose it's the words that most people want to hear, especially if they're back for Fremantle. How good is it to be back?
Yeah, it's really good. You know, it's my second game back. Calf's feeling great, mind's feeling great, and it's just, good to be back out in the park with the boys.
Did it teach you a little bit about how much you love the game, how long you're away from it as well?
Yeah, exactly. I love the football and just the support I've had from Ross and my family in the football club, and the boys around the football club's been good.
There's obviously a few incidents that we've heard about and read about. How frustrating was it, and how hard was it to sort of keep everything together?
As I said before, look, it's good just to have the support that I've had over the past year and a bit. We're just looking forward to the future, and we'll look forward into the future.
So there were some times it was a bit tough though for you?
Yeah, as life is, you know, we have our ups and downs, but I'm really looking forward to the future.
I suppose the other thing is, how's the calf? I saw you get it rubbed about 1,000 times today. How's it feeling?
Yeah, really good. Marshall Stockton's all the time rubbing it at the club as well, and it's pulled up well.
How close do you feel like you're getting back to your physical best and being able to trust the body again?
I feel like I'm getting back to my best, but they just hold me back a little bit, but I'm feeling good.
That must be hard too, when they look at the numbers and how long you've been out there and they tell you you've got to put the boots away, but you'd probably still like to be out there.
Yeah, I mean, growing up playing football, I hate being told what to do on the field, but it's when I've got to stop, I've got to stop. So
what's in the immediate future, Harley, now? What do you think? Can you make it back to the AFL level by the end of the year? I know that's not your decision in entirety, but do you feel like you're ready to get back and have a crack at it?
We'll take week by week. You know, we'll get assessed Monday, and we'll go from there. There's no time bracket on when I'll be back playing AFL, but it's week by week.
You're obviously a pretty competitive young man, though. You'd like to have a crack at it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, I play AFL for a reason. I'm competitive, and it'd be good to be back out there.
And I suppose it's just now you get back out there, you're able to do what you love again.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's good that we couldn't get the win today, but look, it's good to be back playing football finally.
How close do you think you're feeling to moving your best, like you did at your peak?
I think today the numbers showed that I'm still capable of running a game out, but I got stopped today in the last quarter. So, my fitness is there, but it's just some of the numbers I've just got to hit to stop playing. So.
You had a couple of moments, particularly the second quarter, where you went in and out of Paxo with quite easily. That lateral movement's still there. You haven't lost any of that.
Yeah, no, I think... it's good that it's still there. You know, I feel like I haven't lost my touch. But as I said before, look, it's good to be back out there playing footy.